the real goal to develop love. Love to Krishna, love to God. So then you started to different qualities which you need to develop. So should we, like, in our process, focus on developing these separate qualities? Or is this love coming from the association in our smara? How actually this love of Godhead, love of Krishna, love of Radha, how does it come?
I see, yeah.
Should we try to cultivate the qualities separately, or should we just try to associate
with the smara
to develop?
How can love come?
Yeah, the question is asked about love has different aspects and different components or qualities that come together and make a loving person, a loving attitude and loving expression and loving behavior and loving thoughts and loving communication. So do we try to develop those qualities one by one, or do we just meditate on, do we meditate on Lila and all the loving devotees of in the Lila, like the Lita Vishaka, Radha and Krishna, we will, and by associating with them in Smaran, we'll take on their qualities. So I think the answer to this question is subjective, it's my understanding. Both things are required, both things are contributed to the result. By meditating and associating with the loving people of the spiritual world, of course we take on their qualities. That's what it means to receive their mercy. Because we're supposed to become, that's called equalization. It's called generalization. It's called Sadharani Karan, which is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and the chapter on Baba Bhakti. It's generally an aspect of sadhana that's practiced at the level of Baba. But Anandadas Babaji wrote a book called Rasa Darshan. He said, even as a sadhaka, we can practice Sadharani Karan. Sadharani Karan, Sadharani means common, equal, equalization. So this, even as a sadhaka, we're not the level of Baba actually, obviously, but we're trying to equalize our hearts with the hearts of the eternal associates, like Rupa Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, Raghunath Das, or Lalita Vishaka, or Yuteshri. And that's part of our smaran, our daily smaran, to meditate on them, on their form, and their leelas with Radha and Krishna. And by their mercy, these qualities of all the living, the kaleidoscope of qualities that make up what is called pure love, will come to our heart. But also, that's from the spiritual level. But even on a daily level, we have to deal with human beings. We have to deal with our friends, our girlfriends and boyfriends and mothers, and we have so many relationships in this world. So we get opportunity to practice being loving people. So therefore, it's two things. And smaran is giving, we're meditating ideal role models of love. The ideal lovers, ideal loving devotees are the guru, our Guru Varg, are the line of our gurus, and of course our Yuteshri and our Mukhya Manjari of our parivar, our family, and their qualities are being reflected and received by our hearts as we become more purified. But also in our daily dealings, we can practice what we picked up and also consciously try to develop gratitude and appreciation and affection and understanding and support and everything that goes into love. Acceptance. The biggest thing about love is accept the lover for what they are. Don't impose your expectations. Don't impose your expectation. Just accept this is the way it is, and how can I love this person? Basically, love means pleasing another person and putting the other person first. Person means Lita first, Vishaka first, or my wife, my husband, my lover, my beloved, whoever. The dynamics of humanity, is a great opportunity to develop love. That's why we're human beings. We're not human beings to fight. That's animals. Animals are fighting for food, fighting for zonal supremacy. To become a human being, to learn to love. That's the whole idea. Everything else is bestial. It's bestial existence. Hara Nitra Maitra and Vayam. This is what every beast is doing, every animal is doing, eating, mating, sleeping, and fighting. So we only do those things as human beings. We fail the humanity test. It's called, in Bengali, it's called Dui Paru Pashu. Dui Paru Pashu, two-legged animal. Pashu means animal. Pada means feet and Dui means two. Dui Pada Pashu, two-legged animal. We're supposed to see divine loving beings. Heavy demand. That's why we take life after life to become successful at love. Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. This is called Prem Dham Vrindavan. We're living in the realm of Prem. Where is our Prem? How is it you fell in the ocean and you're not wet?
Amazing.
This is an amazing thing. You have no clothes on, you fell in the ocean, you're not wet. So this Vrindavan is an ocean of love, and we're not wet. We're dry as a bone. near Ras, no Ras. Ras means water, means liquid, means taste, means relish, means Chamatkar Adbhuta, Adbhut, amazing, Chamatkar, astonishing. Where is our amazement? Where is our astonishment? Amazed at the monthly bills. I'm astonished at the behavior of my wife. This is my amazement and my astonishment. I'm astonished at the behavior of my wife. I'm amazed at the amount of bills I have, everyone. Electric bill, gas bill, food bill. Petrol bill. Hey, Rod, hey, Sean.